Hey, it's Coach Pete. Retirement comes a lot faster than we realize it will. Wouldn't it be great to be looking forward to it and be financially secure when you get to the magic day? Well, folks, that's why it's important to work with a financial coach who understands the need for proper planning before, during, and after retirement, and why I recommend you call my close personal friend and coach in your area. And in Chicagoland, I recommend you call my local financial coach, John Kelly, at 800-477-1135. That's 800-477-1135.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions about how to safely and properly allocate your investments, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Broadcasting from coast to coast, it's the Financial Safari with your host, Coach Pete Deruta. Coach Pete and his guests are some of the nation's top financial professionals. They make it their mission to guide investors through the treacherous jungle of the financial world, showing them how to grow, keep, and leave their money for their loved ones. Coach Pete is a frequent contributor to Fox Business Network, CNBC, The Wall Street Journal, and many other news outlets. They come to Coach Pete for their answers, and now so can you. So stick around and find out how to make it through the jungle of the financial world on The Financial Safari.
And it is The Financial Safari. I'm Kit Fitzsimmons here with multiple best-selling author, Coach Pete Deruta. Coach, how are you doing today?
I am doing great, Kit. How about you?
I'm doing real well. What we want to look at today to start off with is talking about bucket strategies. Now, we talk about this often, about how you don't want to have all your eggs in one basket. You want to put your money into separate buckets. So I want to talk about what are these buckets that we keep talking about.
Now, keep in mind, there's a double bucket strategy, and I want to talk about the two different sets of buckets. All right, the first set of buckets is where you have your money. You can have it in CDs at a bank. You can have it under your bed. You can have it in a safety deposit box, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, real estate, art, investing in collectible cars, annuities, life insurance, all these different places. And you shouldn't have all your money in one bucket. So you picture a bunch of buckets lined out on your floor, and each one represents some of the assets that you have for saving for retirement or saving for whatever you want to do in life. You know, we talk about retirement planning, but a lot of fun is had before retirement if you put money away in the right ways, and you can touch some of that money before retirement. And I see a lot of people who have their bucket, their main bucket, is their 401k at work, because they've been at that job and they've had the 401k available to them, and they put a lot of money in and they made some money, or maybe they haven't, who knows? But it's the giant bucket. It's overflowing. Now, that's not a good situation many times, and the government realizes this too. Matter of fact, they have made some special provisions and offer them to each company who has a 401k. Most companies oblige by this and say, hey, that's a great idea. But the provision is, if you are over 59 and a half in age, the government allows you to roll out tax-free some of the money in your 401k into your own places to put the money, which to me makes a whole lot of sense to diversify and get those buckets more balanced, because you don't want a overflowing 401k bucket if the market goes down 40 or 50 or 60%.
Now, right there, we're talking about being properly diversified.
Yep.
A lot of folks come in and we see that they think that they're properly diversified. They've got a lot of buckets, but they're all mutual funds of the same
ilk. That's right. If you have, and mutual funds are a great place to invest in the market without having to buy individual stocks. That's why mutual funds were formed, because the idea being there were too many stocks out there for the average investor to pick the right one. So somebody had a bright idea. Let's get a bucket and let's put in 30 different stocks. And so someone can buy this bucket with all these stocks in here, right? Without having to, and they do all the research for you. The problem is now there are more mutual funds than there are stocks. So how does the investor pick that? And then ETFs, that's exchange traded funds, sort of like mutual funds, lower expenses in many cases. So that's the first bucketing system, is not having all your money in one bucket and having it diversified correctly and not having too much risk. And as you get closer to retirement, having the safe bucket fill up more, and then the income bucket really fill up, so you get an income for the rest of your life, never having to worry about that bucket going empty. But then the second set of buckets, there's four of them, is the tax bucket system. And we go from taxable accounts. That means you pay tax each and every year on the growth of the money, and you pay tax when you spend the money, that kind of thing.
So that'll be like your paycheck.
Like a money in a CD at a bank.
Okay.
So you're taxed every single year on the interest, mm-hmm. right? The good thing about that taxable bucket is that when you take the money out, you're not taxed on the complete amount of it, but any gain you're taxed on it, okay? Then we have tax deferred, which is like an IRA or 401k. Mm-hmm. You get a reduction of your taxable income by putting the money in, but you have to pay tax on every single penny when you take it out. Tax deferred. The third bucket is very important. It's a tax-free bucket. Now, that's where you put money in and it builds tax-free. You take it out tax-free. Tax-free is a good term, by the way, especially in retirement. I've talked to a lot of retirees who did not realize tax-free existed, so they are that's after they get done cussing and swearing about how much money they're having to pay Uncle Sam every quarter. Tax-free is important. Roth IRA is identified as this. You hear that Roth term. The Roth has one drawback. When you put money in, you can't write off the money you put in that year from your taxes. But then it builds tax-free. Makes a lot of sense to me. I'm a big believer in the Roth. Then we have tax-free times two. Bucket, which is life insurance.
Oh.
Okay, because you can build up a tax-free income in the life insurance product. You can even take out the death benefit. Let's say you get a $500,000 life insurance policy that's building cash also, mm-hmm. but you then have a long-term care incident. You can take out some of that $500,000 death benefit to pay for your long-term care.
So living benefits.
So living benefit is the best invention ever in the insurance industry that no one knows about or doesn't have their information correct on.
I mean, I know that when I'm thinking about life insurance, I'm thinking that it's going to affect my loved ones after I'm gone.
Yep.
But if it can be used before, that's amazing.
Right. And you can also build a guaranteed lifetime income in some of these life insurance products. And as well, if you pass away too soon, let's say you pass away really soon and you have a $500,000 policy and you've only put in $10,000 of payments, well, now guess what your spouse and your next of kin gets? $500,000 tax-free.
Oh, nice.
So tax-free is good as well as accelerating the benefit even if you haven't put the money in. That's what life insurance does too. So understanding the two sets of buckets is vitally important. I know that many people don't understand that, or they have all their eggs in one basket or one bucket, mm-hmm. and there are ways to correct that. The worst thing you could do is to ignore this and not have it set up correctly. I don't care if you say, well, I'm too old to rearrange. No, you're not. Matter of fact, as you get older, you really need to make sure you're in the right place. But as you're younger, the best time to set up the proper system is now and then have that yearly consultation to make sure the buckets are in the right position and have the right fill to them. So again, 800-604-1099 is the number to call if you want to meet with your very own financial coach locally right in your area, and they'll go through the two different bucketing strategies with you and show you what it could mean as far as a positive influence on your financial life. Again, that's 800-604-1099.
And we're here every single week making sure that your buckets get as full as possible in the best combination possible. You're listening to the Financial Safari. And it's time for the quote of the week. Now, Coach, we're going to take a look at what someone has said from history. Let's see how we can put it to work for us in our retirement planning process. Now, this one comes from Robert G. Allen. Robert G. Allen was a member of the House of Representatives and a district manager of the Works Progress Administration in the late 30s. And he said, "Don't let the opinions of the average man sway you. Dream and he thinks you're crazy. Succeed and he thinks you're lucky. Acquire wealth and he thinks you're greedy. He simply doesn't understand."
You know, that was in the 1930s?
1930.
It's still alive today, all those attitudes, right? You know, we cheer for the underdog until the underdog's not the underdog anymore, then we cheer for the underdog to fall.
Exactly.
It's the King of the Mountain syndrome. You ever play King of the Mountain when you're growing up?
Oh, yeah.
I had two brothers, so us three, and the neighbors had three boys, so us six would play King on the Mountain. And so you would cheer for the little guy to get up there, but once he got up there, you want to knock him right down right quick.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
through.
Gosh, that's a pretty good quote, kid. That is a really good quote. You know, so the main thing you have to do out there is get a plan, work the plan, don't worry what other people are thinking. Mm-hmm. And remember, long-term investing is a long-term investing. It's 10 years or longer. Don't brag. A lot of times when people win the lottery, they try not to tell anybody, right?
Right.
If you tell everyone you won the lottery, what does everyone want to do? They want to borrow money from you.
You find out that you had more family than you ever knew existed.
Friends and distant relatives and everything, right? So, yeah, be very careful. Get a good plan together and work your plan. And don't worry what other people think if you are confident in your plan. So confidence comes from learning. and knowing what's really going on in your situation. And folks, we do have a team of local coaches nationally to help you get that confidence in the financial planning process. Kit will give you the number, but if you call in the next 30 minutes, you could be one of the people that has a no-cost initial consultation with a coach and get that confidence built around your plan.
The number is 800-604-1099. Again, that's 800-604-1099. So easy to get that no-cost complimentary consultation and make sure you're on the right track and ensure that you're not letting the opinions of the average man sway you. Get the personalized approach so that your situation and your details are being used to build that customized plan. Again, that number is 800-604-1099 to reach your local financial coach. And we've got a great interview with your financial coach coming up on the Financial Safari.